This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome back on the 30th of July here. How about that? Going to be another bit of a heater today. A little rain tonight. A little front moves through. Going to cool off. I'm glad to hear that. And that's a big relief. Glad you're with us. We got lots to get to. And we've already covered a lot of stuff today, right? Covered the fact that there are hearings underway in Washington, D.C., or about to get underway with this Steve Ricchetti, who basically ran the Biden White House. How much did he know? Did he sign off on all this auto pen use? Is he going to talk? It sounded like our interview with Chad Pergam about an hour ago. You can go back and listen to that on the podcast or hit rewind in the Odyssey app. And it sounds like Ricchetti's probably going to talk. Probably going to answer questions. So hopefully we'll get to hear the fallout from some of that later today. Stay tuned for that. Coming up here for the rest of the show, we still got plenty to go. We're going to talk to the executive director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation. They're the ones buying the Millennium Hotel. What are they hoping to do down there? What do they have to do just to get the site ready? We'll talk to him about that. We got Lydia Hu coming up, correspondent for the Fox Business Network at about 8:35, and our friends from the Retirement Advisory Group are going to join us in studio here before the end of the hour as well. I want to find out what interest rates are likely to do. The Fed is meeting right now, and Lydia, who should be able to give us a little bit of insight into that. So I've got all that coming up for you here in just a couple minutes. First, though, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
DEI by any name is not allowed, and it is important that staff members understand that.
Yeah, Marsha Blackburn there, who's obviously out there talking about this. She wants some answers on all of this and exactly why they're still pushing DEI and just calling it something else.
He hasn't asked me to endorse. I'm not really a player in New York City municipal politics, but I would talk to him about it. Sure.
Mm-hmm. You would talk to him about it.
Yeah. How about that? Pete Buttigieg, kind of hoping he can talk to the Zohran Mandani up there in New York, the committed socialist, but yet the guy who thinks he wants to be the Republican or the Democrat presidential candidate someday is going to have a conversation with this guy.
So you can't say you're tough on crime and be soft on guns or weak on guns. It's just not holding up. So we need a national awakening here. People need to be talking about this once again. And it shouldn't just happen in the wake of a tragedy like this. It should be an ongoing conversation where we force the Republicans to understand lives could be saved. You'd only do what's smart and common sense.
Yeah, Hochul, the governor up there in New York. I knew they would pivot to gun control as certainly as the sun coming up this morning. You knew it was going to happen.
Absolutely right. And if you want to stop violent crime, the way you do it is you support law enforcement. You support the police. The way you do it is you support the Second Amendment and the right, the constitutional right every one of us has to defend ourselves, to defend our family, to defend our children.
Thank you, Ted Cruz, for standing up for what is right there. That is absolutely the truth. He's talking about the shooting in New York, the fact that it's unfortunate. Maybe if they'd been a little better prepared for it, maybe if you'd had people there with good guys with guns. But of course, they're not allowed to do that in New York. And then you have to listen to Kathy Hochul spread lies. She's clearly so ignorant. I hate to keep going back to it. It reminds me of when Lida Crewson, when she was still an alder person before she became mayor, floated a story, a bill, I should say, to ban effectively dozens of weapons from the city of St. Louis. It was a gun ban is what it was. But it had been written by one of her staffers who might have just copied it out of another article somewhere, like had no idea what this gun would do, that gun would do, magazine capacity, none of that. Just had no idea what they were talking about. Kathy Hochul claimed yesterday that the reason this guy had this gun is because he had a concealed carry permit in Las Vegas, in Nevada. He was carrying the civilian version of an M4. It's just a shorter barreled version of an AR-15. It's a semi-automatic sporting rifle, period. But you conceal and carry has nothing to do with rifles. It just shows you how ignorant these leftists are. They're blind in their ideology, and they don't care to find out any more about that. They just don't care. All right, Kim, I mentioned this at the top of the hour there, just before we got into the break. Remember the Lois Lerner story? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that at all?
I don't.
You might not have
too young.
Been paying a lot of attention. Maybe you weren't paying a lot of attention yet when that came around. But Lois Lerner was auditing people at the IRS who were Republican. She was targeting tax exempt status of Republican organizations or Christian organizations or 401c3 or 501c3 organizations, I should say, that had tax-exempt status based on their political beliefs. And she got caught red-handed. Not nearly as much happened to her as it should have, but it was a big controversy in the IRS. And there's been a lot of focus on the IRS since then because they're not there to exist as a political organization. They're there to collect tax revenue, and if they discover people are not paying their taxes, to enforce that's what they're there for. Now, if we're going to get rid of the Department of Education, I would vote that next on the list should be the IRS. But that's just me. I'm just saying. I don't like taxation, and we've let it grow out of control completely. And you know the end result. You know how that all ends?
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore, chapped nipples.
That sums up the IRS right there. I'm sorry, but it does in many ways, right? And they are a tool used by the Congress to extract money from your pocket. Because they can spend it, the government, they think they can spend it, your money, better than you can. So it's all it comes down to. We've so gotten so far away from what the founders envisioned for this country. But I digress by a couple hundred years. Let's move forward to today. Lois Lerner situation happened. This stuff wasn't going to happen anymore. They cleaned up the IRS, blah, blah, blah. Let me read you this article that was forwarded to me this morning. It's the Daily Tax Report. IRS heads of large business unit and tax pro oversight have been put on leave. This was dated about 8 o'clock last night. I'm not familiar with Aaron Slowey, who's the reporter on this, but it comes from Bloomberg, the Bloomberg tax business site. Two highly placed IRS leaders were put on administrative leave Tuesday, according to a person familiar with the situation. Holly Paz, P-A-Z, the Commissioner of Large Business and International Division, and Elizabeth Kastenberg, Acting Director of the Office of Professional Responsibility, were put on leave while the IRS investigates their conduct against Republicans, the source said.
Of course.
Adding that the leave doesn't mean they are fired. It hasn't been decided who will replace them, one source said. The decision comes weeks after former Missouri Republican Representative Billy Long became the IRS commissioner, and during one of the most turbulent periods at the agency in decades. Over half of the IRS leadership has already left, and a quarter of the agency's staff of 100,000 is gone after President Donald Trump's initiatives to shrink the federal government. So just so you know, that's happened. So Paz was, she had the job of overseeing tax enforcement of the largest companies and partnerships, and Kastenberg led the office that oversaw tax practitioners, tax preparers, and other third parties who practice before the IRS. And the IRS did not immediately respond to a request. So I read the whole article. That's all there is to it. Doesn't say what they're accused of doing, but my guess is that story is going to come out soon, that they were in some way allegedly targeting Republicans.
It's so wild to me that these people think they can get away with this.
Well, you're right.
They did, but eventually they were discovered.
Yeah.
It's just it took longer than it should
it
have.
It took much longer than it should have. Coming up, I guess you could argue that the selling the Millennium Hotel took much longer than it should have, but that sale has been announced. It is being acquired, and we're going to talk to the gentleman leading the group that has acquired it and find out what is up next when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, welcome back. Sorry about that. I was distracted telling Kim about something I just purchased on Facebook. So
he won't learn his lesson.
We're not going to talk about it. It's not a dinosaur tooth. I promise you that. But when it shows up, you're going to be impressed. You just wait and see. All right. So for years, when I worked at Channel 4, I would have to walk up 4th Street. I'd park down there by the Midas lot, is what we called it, past the Tums Company. And I'd have to walk up 4th Street to 1 Memorial Drive. And you always pass the Millennium Hotel. I've stayed there before years ago when it was still open during like a snow emergency. We had to stay downtown. And I always wondered what was going to become of it, because it was vacant for so long. And now it looks like the Gateway Arch Park Foundation is going to do something about that. And we've got Ryan McClure with us this morning, executive director, to talk a little bit more about that. Ryan, welcome into the show.
Thanks for having me, Mark and Kim. It's great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you on. So tell us how this deal came together.
Sure. We've been looking at the Millennium Hotel site really for over 3 years. There's a history of organizations like ours that serve national parks, looking around their parks at areas that are not contributing to the city or the park, and doing something about it, purchasing them and facilitating responsible development there. So when we look around Gateway Arch National Park, which it's our mission to ensure is vital and welcoming for future generations, the Millennium is the biggest problem around the park. As you said, it's been vacant for 11 years. Nothing was really happening there, and so we were very fortunate to be in a position to negotiate with the ownership, who is based in Singapore, to get them to sell it to us. So we are now the owners, and we are going to move forward with remediating and demolishing the site, and then partner with a developer, Cordish Companies, to make that site an economic engine for St. Louis again.
Ryan, so when will that demolition start, and what will the development look like?
Well, we expect to hopefully get approval from the state of Missouri for tax credits for remediation and demolition any day now. Once that happens, then we can begin the remediation and demolition. So I hope that you would start to see work there in the next week or so.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
What's the development going to look like? What are the plans?
So Cordish Companies, who hopefully folks in St. Louis are familiar with from their work at Ballpark Village, and then, of course, Kansas City Power and Light across the state, and then they have really great developments all throughout the U.S. I cannot imagine a better development partner to embark on this journey with than Cordish Companies. So they're going to build a 41-story luxury apartment tower, Class A office tower, museum space, and ground floor retail, great public space. It's going to reconnect the arch to downtown, an amphitheater. So there's just a lot of exciting things that are going to come into this development that I think St. Louis should be really proud about.
It is. Is this unusual? This is something brand new for the Park Foundation, right?
Well, in some ways it is, in some ways it's not. We really were formed to raise the money and coordinate a transformational change at Gateway Arch National Park. So the City Arch River Project, which completed in 2018, that was a $380 million project. $221 million of that was private funding. And we just completed the very last piece of that, the old courthouse, in May. So we were really formed to do big things like this, and we have a board of trustees that's very civic-minded and challenges us to dream big. So while this we've never made a huge purchase like this, it is within our DNA to do things like this.
Yeah, and because of the way things have been kind of reconfigured, there won't be direct access to the park, but you're just about a half block away there, right, from where the property ends and where you could go down. What is that? Is that Chestnut? Is that what it is there?
That would be Walnut.
Walnut,
right
yeah.
there. Yeah. Right. And we used to be in the same building as you, Mark. We were in the Gateway Tower building.
Oh, yeah.
Where KMOV used to be. So very familiar with that area. And yes, you know, Gateway Arch National Park contributes $572 million in economic impact to this region every year. And when it's better connected to downtown, I mean, the sky's the limit on that. So we do plan to better connect the Millennium, you know, whether that's a pedestrian bridge or whether we think really big again as a community and think about, is it possible to cap more of that highway like we did at the park over the highway?
Sure.
You know, cities across America are really rethinking, you know, how cities interact with highways and how they cut themselves off from the riverfront. So there's a possibility of that happening as well. Those conversations are happening right now.
Very good. Ryan McClure, listen, we'll look forward to that. I'm assuming it'll get lots of coverage when it's demolition time. So maybe we can have you back on and see how that's going to happen.
I'd be happy to. Thanks, Mark and Kim. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Take care of yourself. Ryan McClure, their executive director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation. They'll be reimagining that whole Millennium complex down there.
I didn't expect demolition to start, he's saying, like a week or two. Ideal.
And that tower is so tall. I wanted to ask him how they're going to do that. Maybe he didn't know the answer. I'd say they'd have to implode
They would have to implode it, I would think.
Yeah, they may have to take that one down from the top. I don't know. We'll see. Lydia Hu coming up here at the bottom of the hour. She's with Fox Business. We'll get to get her take on this Fed meeting that's taken place and what the likelihood that anything's going to happen on interest rates. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, welcome back. We talk a lot about interest rates. I can't help but be focused on it because I need to refinance, and I'm waiting for them to drop. So I'm kind of hyper-focused on this, but I know the Fed is supposed to release its interest rate decision today, and we're lucky enough to have Lydia Hu with us this morning from the Fox Business Network. And Lydia, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Great to be with you.
Yeah, so is my friend Jerome Powell. We're tight. Is he going to do something good for me today or not?
You know, all eyes are certainly on Jerome Powell because of the kind of pressure campaign that he's been under, coming from President Trump and the broader Trump administration. They really want to see a rate cut. But investors that are closely watching this meeting have no expectation for a move on interest rates today. It's broadly expected that there will be just a pause at this point. But along with that announcement comes a press conference that Jerome Powell hosts. So everyone is going to be parsing every word that he says to figure out maybe there could be an interest rate cut at the next meeting, which comes in just a couple of months.
Wow. I mean, they do really kind of let you, I mean, they don't, why do they even hold a news conference today if they've already kind of signaled that they're not going to do anything? Is that just to ease the market? I mean, what do you have any idea why they do it that way?
You know, that's just the way they have traditionally done it. And actually, yeah, there have been some requests for even more transparency around this meeting. You know, the Fed starts their meeting. It's a 2-day meeting. So it started yesterday.
Right.
And all the voting members actually get together and make their decision about what to do with the interest rates. That meeting is behind closed doors. So we don't know what actually is being said until later when minutes from that meeting are published subsequent to this meeting. Folks want more transparency. When they want to be able to see that meeting in real time, and if they did something like that, then maybe we wouldn't have a press conference where we hear just from the Fed chair today. We could hear from each one of the voting members, the governors, and the regional presidents directly as they're voicing their own concerns. One thing to look out for today as they're announcing this decision is whether there are any dissents from voting members, you know, on this move on interest rates. It would be highly unusual to have a dissent. In other words, there could be some folks that say, you know what, we actually need to cut rates at this moment. It would be unusual, but we actually kind of think that could happen this time because the economy is in a good shape and because interest rates, a lot of people say, are higher than what they should be. So while we expect no move today, keep an eye out for coverage of whether there are any dissenting voters, who they're coming from, and whether maybe those people are jockeying to be the next Fed chair appointed by President Trump next year when Jerome Powell, his term is up.
It seems like, Lydia, that Jay Powell has consistently blamed uncertainty as it relates to tariffs. Now, I understand we have a big deadline coming up on Friday, but it seems like so far, yeah, there's been a little bit of movement, but it seems like it's been a consistently good market. I mean, what's your whole take on this? How can you argue that, the market's been tanking and that's why I can't do it is because of Trump's tariffs?
Right. Oh, my gosh. Such a great point, because at the beginning, when we heard about conversations around tariffs and the rollout of the liberation tariffs, it was a lot of tariff tantrum happening, a lot of doom and gloom and pessimism. But what we've seen now that we are just ending the second quarter of the year, it couldn't be more different. We just got a read on the GDP for the second quarter, actually out just this morning, and it's showing that we are having growth in the economy, so it's not slowing the economy down. We see inflation, maybe it ticked up slightly. It is not the surge in inflation that people warned us about. We're still well below 3%, 2.7% right now. Definitely doing better than we were doing in the prior administration. Jobs are holding up, but there are some questions about the direction of jobs, which adds to the conversation around we should cut interest rates. We need to make capital and liquidity more accessible to businesses so they can continue to make investments and continue hiring. And to your point about the markets, yeah, Wall Street, they're not concerned, it doesn't seem, because we're just seeing record after record. If you've checked your 401k lately, maybe do it, because you might be happy about what you see there. But you're right. That's why folks are saying interest rates are too high. And President Trump keeps saying, listen, we need to cut interest rates because we want to bring the rates down in the short term, which would also bring relief down for those longer interest rate issues like mortgages, to your point, Mark, about what you said. He wants homeownership to become more accessible.
Yeah,
for folks.
It's true. Lydia Hu is our guest from the Fox Business Network. Even Bill Maher had to admit this week that that he kind of jumped on the bandwagon. And, you know, he's no economist, but when everybody said, oh, this is going to hurt interest rate, it's going to hurt inflation, it's going to hurt all this. But wow, that's not what's happened. And right. You know, every economist I can think of, Lydia, agreed with Bill Maher at the time. Are they all just pointy headed, you know, academics?
You know, sometimes I wonder when you have, you know, a lot of really smart people in the same room or kind of in the same community, sometimes you kind of fall at risk of groupthink, right? You know, if one person or a group of people are concerned, you're going to get a lot of people concerned. There were some folks out there that were coming on the Fox Business Network that were, you know, really believers in what President Trump and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent were saying we needed to do to right-size the economy and turn us around and encourage investment in the United States. And I always appreciate when folks like Bill Maher kind of acknowledge, hey, you know what? This isn't playing out like I thought it was going to, and give some credit where credit's due. I always find that to be, you know, I respect that and appreciate that.
I agree.
So yesterday, the president announced that he might be making a trip to China. Not only huge implications for a trade deal, but maybe evidence that the EU deal, the British deal, the Japan deal, all of these falling into place. I mean, you see a strategy there that he was kind of isolating China. They're almost going to have to come to the table at some point, right?
Yeah. And you know what? China now is staring down that deadline. The deadline for them is August 12th for a trade deal. Otherwise, President Trump has said, you know what, we're going to go back to Liberation Day tariffs, and no one wants to see, what was it, 145% tariffs on Chinese goods?
Yeah.
We don't want to see that, frankly. We've got to be honest about it. Americans don't want to see that because we do import and need them for so many products, consumer products, and other elements that they're going to have to figure out. We need them for rare earth minerals at this point. You know, President Trump has now, after his meeting with NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, you know, we've decided we are going to export chips back to them. Why? Because they are a partner in this AI race. You know, they are a competitor, but we got to be honest, they are developing it as well. So we all have to figure out a way to work this out. They just finished, our Treasury Secretary and our trade representative, Jameson Greer, they just finished a two-day meeting with their Chinese counterparts to work out a trade deal. The readout from that meeting is that conversations are ongoing. Slow, but progress is made, they say, but slow progress. You know, they got a lot to talk about. If there is going to be a postponement of the August 12th deadline, Treasury Secretary Bessent said that's up to the president. So we're waiting to see whether that could possibly happen. But, you know, yeah, I mean, China needs us too.
Yeah.
You know, they are an export economy. If they can't sell to the United States, it's a big question about who's going to buy their stuff, and they need us a lot to buy their stuff.
Lydia, thank you so much. And be sure and give our congratulations to Taylor Riggs, who I understand is a proud mama for the second time.
Yes, isn't that wonderful? I certainly will. That's so great.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great day. We appreciate that. Lydia Hu there with the Fox Business Network, kind of helping us fill the gaps there since, I don't know, what is it with these people, Ethan?
We think we just get to take off after we have a baby?
Leave for months at a time.
It's so easy to go through pregnancy and birth a child. The postpartum is a walk in the park, I tell you what.
Oh, that was a piece of cake. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, it really was.
Come on.
I know.
Coming up, we're going to get our friend Bob Kershaw in here talking about the opportunity you have coming up next week to get together with our friends from the Retirement Advisory Group. We'll be back here in just a minute. All right, welcome back. Love getting people like Lydia Hu on here from Fox Business because, you know, they keep an eye on the markets for us. And this whole interest rate thing is driving me nuts because so much of how the market reacts is built on expectations, right? It's expected the Fed will not cut rates today. And it would be a huge surprise if they came out and did. So therefore, the market's already got that reaction of no cut built into it. And I just don't understand why it all works that way. But if you've ever been through one of those downturns in the market, it's painful. And nobody knows that better than my guest right now. Bob Kershaw is in here from the Retirement Advisory Group. We appreciate having you in this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good. Good to have you in again. We were just talking about our grandkids a minute ago. That always puts a smile on our face.
Oh, absolutely.
It? You got little Inslee, who's a year, just over a year?
Just over a year old, yes.
Isn't that fantastic?
We take her as much as we can.
Yeah, we do, too.
Oh, I bet that you're, is it son, daughter? Who?
Daughter.
Daughter, yeah. I bet your daughter loves that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here you go, Dad.
We're always like, if you need a babysitter, we're right here.
That's here
right.
you go. Here, you can babysit.
Greatest thing night. That happened is my daughter moved about 2 miles from us, so that is perfect.
You have to love that.
We get to see them a lot, and it's fantastic. But, you know, I brought up the market because we've all, well, I mean, I think everybody in this room has been through a couple of downturns in the market where you see a 30-40% drop. And I love going to your seminars where you talk to people about what can happen in retirement to you if you've still got your money invested in the stock market, and that happens.
Exactly. That's what we do, is we educate you on that there's other ways. We educate you on linking to the market. You can get those market gains. You just don't have to risk your principal doing it. It's all about the sequence of retirement. It depends on when you retire. And a lot of folks, they don't realize that. What if you were to retire, you have it planned, and all of a sudden you're retiring in a down market? Well, your 401Ks, 403Bs, IRAs, anything like that, that's a massive change. That could change your entire retirement. It'll change your income. You end up working a whole lot longer than what you'd planned on. So we help you, if you're 59 and a half or older, you can roll over your company retirement plan. You can keep that safe while still keeping it open, still putting money in. Hopefully they're matching it for you.
Yeah, you hope.
And but then at least you know that your core nest egg is safe and protected, so when that day comes, you're not stressed out.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest things that we do, and a lot of people don't realize how important it is we put together what's called a personalized structured income plan. And when we put that together for you, we show you exactly how much money you're going to have when you retire and how long it's going to last you. Those are the two things everybody wants to know.
Yeah, and key questions about when do you take Social Security and how long that is going to impact,
we
like if you take it at 62 or 67 or whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
all matters, right? It's like the three legs of your stool. You got to know where it's coming from.
Everything matters, and that's why we take all of your income streams. We put everything together for you, and we show you there's going to be no surprise when you say, I'm going to retire at 62 or 65, 67, whatever that age looks like for you, you're going to know in advance how much money you're going to have.
Yeah.
And what we do is, the plan that we put together, we show you how to live off your interest only without touching the principal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, you have another opportunity to sit down with Bob and his wife, Tammy. It's coming up next Tuesday, August 5th at the Frontenac Hilton. They start about 6:30. The 97.1 folks kind of roll in around 6 or so we can shake hands and talk to people, and then they kind of take it over. And, I mean, it's free. That's the whole thing about it. It's what I love about it, Bob. It's not like a high-pressure event. People can come and listen and learn, and if they want to meet with you, they just fill out a piece of paper and you call them later, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There is zero pressure there. If anything, if you leave and say, I'm happy with what I'm currently doing, that's okay. At least you left knowing more than before you came. You know the other options.
Yeah, it's eye-opening. I think everyone can agree to that. Just call them and let them know. You need a head count because you haven't have enough soda and cookies for people, right?
Absolutely.
That's it, and chairs to sit.
Gotta have enough seats for you.
That's right.
And we try to keep it short, of course. We get you in and out within an hour. We know that everybody's time is precious. You're probably coming straight from work and you're anxious to get home. So we get you in and out. We do give you know, some snacks, some cookies, water, coffee, just a little something to hold you over.
Yeah, 314-993-9494. That's their phone number. Call them. Let them know who's coming. Bring a friend. Bring your spouse, because everybody needs to hear this. 314-993-9494, or you can even schedule online at retirementkey.com. Got that right?
You got that right, Mark.
Awesome.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing everybody there.
Yep. Thanks to you and Thomas and Tammy for all you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We'll see you next Tuesday, August 5th at the Frontenac Hilton. All right. That's going to do it for us. We got, of course, Brian Kilmeade coming up here in just a couple of minutes. I'm sure he'll have the latest on that Fed decision, if any. There's a hearing going on today on Capitol Hill about the auto pen. So that's going to be some interesting developments before the day is over. The Annie Fry Show's coming up and the Mark Reardon Show. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.